Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died Sunday of congestive heart failure. She was 94. Rice University Presidential Scholar Douglas Brinkley tells VOA she was a very popular First Lady.
Although at times controversial in the 80s, and her Just Say No campaign against drugs as First Lady and then as ex-First Lady, she became a leader in the crusade to find cures for Alzheimer's disease. But she's really going to be known as the alter ego of Ronald Reagan.
President Obama and his wife Michelle said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady. In U.S. politics, the two Democratic candidates for the U.S. presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, said in a Sunday debate they would look forward to running against Republican Donald Trump in the general election. Clinton has at least 1,123 delegates to Sanders' 484 so far. It takes 2,383 delegates to win the party's nomination for president. Among the Republicans, businessman Donald Trump continues to lead the field, which has dropped from 17 original candidates. Trump has won victories in 12 states, Ted Cruz, 6 states, and Marco Rubio, 1. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried Sunday in a cemetery east of the capital, Khartoum, following a funeral attended by thousands of mourners. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He once played a major role in a 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. This is VOA News. Benin has begun counting votes after an election Sunday to choose a successor to President Thomas Boniyai, who is stepping down after 2 terms. No fewer than 33 candidates are competing to succeed him. Among them is Prime Minister Lionel Sansou.
Notre pays est dans une très grande souffrance. Voilà.
He says he hoped for a large, transparent, and peaceful vote. Also standing for election are businessman Patrice Talon, former National Assembly President Adrian Juan Badji, and banker-economist Abdoulaye Biochani. Among the issues in Benin are job creation, corruption, access to health and education, and economic growth. If no candidate wins a clear majority, a runoff election will be held in 2 weeks. European Union meeting in Brussels, they're there today, will reportedly formally close the migrant route from Greece through the Balkans to points north and west in Europe. Tens of thousands of migrants and refugees remain stranded at the Greece-Macedonia border as Balkan countries place severe restrictions on crossing the border, including this man, Mohamed Yassin, who fled the violence in Syria.
We're coming to here because of the war. No home, no job. We stay in this camp, only this camp, about 10 days. Before, 3 months from Syria to here. You know, and you look poor man and very miserable and very, very, very bad matter here.
EU leaders will also be meeting with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu on ways to end smuggling efforts to send migrants and refugees to the continent by sea. Sunday, the NATO alliance said it had granted permission to operate in Turkish and Greek waters to rescue and return those not eligible for asylum back to Turkey. Ankara, which is seeking EU membership, currently cares for about 2 million people who have fled the conflict in Syria. A leading Turkish newspaper that was staunchly opposed to the country's president has printed its first edition since being seized by authorities. With Sunday's edition of Zaman, Turkey's largest circulation daily, leading and pro-government story there featuring a photograph of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan smiling. There was little coverage of the previous day's unrest in Istanbul by Zaman supporters and anti-government demonstrators. The crackdown at the latest of a series of actions against opposition media linked to Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric living in exile in the United States, accused of treason by the Ankara government.
That's the latest world news from VOA.